2225, Z3 LLC, southwest of Route 18, Cannon Road. A variance from a minimum lot size requirement to place a manufactured home and a variance from a maximum age requirement of a manufactured home.
Name and address.
Jim Austin, 223 West Hill Drive.
Richard Martin, 11 West McCabe, Selbyville.
Do you both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, sir. Can you explain to the board your request for the variances?
Yes, we purchased a distressed property. We were originally looking to rehab the property. Once we got into the property, we realized it was not fiscally smart to repair that property, so we want to replace the house with a manufactured home. The lot is 7 foot too narrow. However, there is already a dwelling on it, so I don't see how there's an impact there. And I believe the reg says the home has to be within 5 years old, and the home is 9 years old. However, it is vinyl-sided, shingle-roofed, will be put on a foundation, made a Class C. So once done, it'll be definitely a better-looking property.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to, for the board's consideration, I'd like to have you respond to this from the county constable.
Sure.
Okay, ask to be read at this meeting. Mr. Rickard, planning and zoning forward a violation of the constable's office for non-compliance back in June of this year. It took several days and several messages left for Bridget, is that correct? Z3?
Bridget did not.
Bridget?
I don't think Bridget worked at the office at the time, but I'm sure.
Let me finish. Okay. Bridget. Z3 LLC to contact me back. Once I had contact with Bridgette, I informed her that I wanted a meeting at the property on Cannon Road, Bridgeville. Once I advised her of the violations, you were issued a violation by planning and zoning. Is that correct?
If that's what it says.
Sure. I have an inspector here to testify.
Oh, I'm not arguing it.
Okay. The owner of a manufactured home contacted me and filed for the Board of Adjustment the same day. I also advised him that grass was too high and in violation. Also, he was also asked to move the manufactured home from the property line. The manufactured home is too close and possibly over the line in the neighbor's yard. I did not issue the summons due to the application. In other words, you did comply and you came to the board and was filed the same day. I had contacted the owner and the grass was cut immediately. If you have any requests regarding this letter, please contact me. That was Dawn Hudson, our county constable. What I'm alluding to here is that the board consider all the input that has been done from the way I understand passing my desk until you've gotten here. And that's what they're going to look at, this placement of this mobile home and how it came about. Okay, so they have to have all the input to make their decisions, okay? So I wanted to read that first into the record.
Yeah, there was some confusion between who was going to be having the grass cut. Once we got it clarified it wasn't being done,
That's not the issue.
Okay.
The issue is the mobile home here.
Okay. And that's why we're here.
So do I understand you moved the mobile home or the manufactured home on already? It's already there.
It's not assembled, but yes, it is on the property.
You had pictures of that, I believe. I said
mm-hmm.
that.
Okay. He applied for a permit for it.
I don't do this very often. It was moved there. Then I was contacted by, I believe, the constable. He did say you could leave it there while you do the application process. Otherwise, if we had to have it removed, we would have had it removed. It's not assembled. Nobody's living in it. There's no utilities hooked up to it. It's just there, waiting on approval.
They were issued a violation first. And told what they had to do, and mm-hmm. proceeded from there. Right?
Yeah, moved,
correct.
Moved there without a permit.
Correct. Again, not to be lived in. I was under the impression we could bring it there and then get the permitting done. So obviously I was wrong, but that's what I thought. I'm not in the mobile home business. I don't do it for a living. I don't move mobile homes for a living. Okay. Maybe a little naive on my part, but nevertheless, we're here.
The one-story dwelling that's there,
when will that be removed?
As soon as we get approval if we get approval. It'll be demoed, once we get permits, et cetera.
Oh, go ahead, finish.
We did contact, and there was some confusion, too. We did contact DENREC and got permission that the septic would be okay to tie into, and I think we interpreted that as sort of an approval that is really wasn't what it was, but again, it's just my screw-up.
You said you purchased what you understood was a distressed property, and did you purchase that privately or at a public sale or an
auction? I purchased it from the individual.
You had an opportunity to look at it and
absolutely
before
yep.
you bought it,
yep.
and subsequently you decided not to renovate it and rather to do
something. It's pretty rough. Yeah, I think the neighborhood would be better. The street would look better, with something else there. But if I can't put a mobile there, then I'm forced to just try to rehabilitate, that home.
It was only after the house was gutted that we realized it would cost too much to repair the house.
Yes,
the house
is just it is repairable, but it's just not the house economically as...
the house is in bad shape.
The house is rough, yeah.
Sir, when was the last time anybody lived in that trailer?
I'm sorry?
When was the last time anybody lived in that trailer?
2002, 2003?
Oh, no. I think February or May of this year, and it was moved off the site, in anticipation of either replacing a single wide or, in this case, replacing a house that was just too far gone to repair.
And just to be clear, it is not set up to live in now. It is just there waiting. It's not a living unit now. Nobody's living in it now.
I looked at it today. It sort of looked like to me it's in bad shape.
Yep. When we're done, it'll be vinyl siding, shingle roofed. You won't be able to tell it apart from a home that's 5 years newer.
I didn't look at the house inside at all, but the house is better shape than the trailer was. So I thought today.
Did you look inside the house?
I didn't look inside the trailer either.
Yeah.
From the outside of it.
I mean, my business is fixing houses and reselling them. If I don't make it presentable, it's not going to sell. So I have every motivation to make it presentable.
Yeah, didn't look the best. I mean, it's an old trailer, too.
It's 9 years old.
Yeah. I mean, I've been lived in for a while, the way it looked.
And you're looking for a 4-year variance, not a 9-year variance.
I believe, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The application states 9.
Okay. Do you have any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Berkman?
Up there? Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Chairman. Yes, sir. Can our inspector testify here? That's the reason she's here tonight.
Yeah, she, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's some testimony from our inspector. I believe you have to be sworn in.
I've done this before.
Name and address.
Melissa Thibodeau, 3143 McDowell Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
You swear a firm testimony you're about to give to be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
So allude of how this came about and...
Okay. On the beginning of May, it may be end of April, I got a complaint about a double wide just being moved into a property, and they wanted to know if there was a permit. On looking into it, could not find a permit on file. Went out there the 2nd of May and also give the phone number for homeinvestors.com a phone call, and a Bridget called me back May 3rd. I told her, I asked her why it was there, and she informed me that they were just storing it there, that it was just going to be temporary. I told her that that lot was not approved to be used as storage, and that it had to be removed. She said it would be gone within 15 to 30 days. So I said, okay. I give her until the 20th and called her back. to ask her if they had decided if they what they were going to do with it. And also informed her that when they moved it, they needed a permit to move it onto the lot that they wanted to set it up on. She told me that they were going to try for a variance to keep it there, or they were going to try to apply for a permit. I told her that variances would be needed because the lot is not big enough. It needs to be at least 3/4 acre, and it's not. And that I needed to know the age of the home to decide to see if it was able to be placed there. And also informed her that she needed to call DenRec about the septic. She said that they were going to come in and apply for the variances. It was on the 20th of May. Did not hear from her. So on the June 6th, I sent them a violation, explaining to them again that the lot was not approved to be storage, that the mobile had to be removed until all the approvals had been obtained. I give them until the 17th because they had since May 2nd or May 3rd when I talked to Bridget. They did not respond at all to the violation. I know it was delivered. It was signed for. I turned it over, and then I turned it over to Constable Hudson.
Okay. We thank you for that. Any questions from members of the board?
Did you go in the trailer?
I did not go in the trailer. When I got to the trailer on the 2nd, the front door was wide open, and the plastic that they wrapped the two sections in for transport had been slashed some so you could see through it. And it looked to be in pretty bad water damage, pretty bad shape.
So what time period is this? How long did it take for this all to get to here, would you say?
I'm not sure what date is on the application.
But I mean, prior to that, I mean, how
prior
long
to that,
did you try
this
to
all
work with
started
them?
With the first contact, or the first contact I had with Bridget was on May 3rd.
Okay.
When she returned my phone call.
I got you, because that's exactly right. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? We thank you very much for coming in. And
all right. Oh. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Just like that one thing, at the point where I came and made the application for the permit, and they told me we couldn't get the permit because it didn't meet the age requirement, or we were 7 feet short, they told us the home could stay there until this hearing. You know, they said, once I applied for this hearing tonight, they said the home could stay there without a problem. It wouldn't be in violation, you know, based upon which you eventually ruled.
Yes, I understand that. They told me that you applied, as soon as you apply for the variance.
Yes, yes,
it
exactly.
Automatically makes everything null. Void. In other words, you have
okay,
no
yeah, that's,
violations. Okay,
that's
that,
why we didn't move
that.
The home at that point.
Yeah, the board knows that.
Yeah, we understand
we
that.
We need
sir.
To know the time
okay.
period.
I didn't know that, so I asked them to come up and say
what,
that.
What okay. do you What do you mean by 7 feet short?
I believe the lot has
The front footage. They told me had to be 150 feet.
Correct.
And that lot is 143 feet, 143 and a half feet, or something.
Well,
there's
no,
been a house there
no
for...
No variance for that.
There's no variance for that on here.
Well, is it being subdivided now?
Yeah.
No.
It, no,
no,
it's
no,
not, is
no,
it?
No, that lot's just there. That's the, just and that's what kind of started all this confusion.
Yeah.
No, the,
okay,
there's a dwelling.
So what the request is for is a variance from the square footage.
Yes.
Not,
yes.
not the
square footage or year?
For the lot
you have
size.
Have to have 3/4 of an
about.
Acre.
I'm sorry?
You have to have 3/4 of an
oh,
acre
okay.
and you're
okay.
3,300... square feet
okay.
short.
Oh, okay.
Short
of
the
3/4 acre.
Yeah,
that's the first
right.
one.
Okay. I was wondering where you were getting the...
Yeah, I kept hearing... That was the second time I heard 7 feet, and...
Yeah. That's just quit. What they told us when I applied for the variance.
Or maybe 7 more feet would give us the required square footage.
Yeah.
Maybe
but
that's...
Yeah,
I don't know. I just know there's a junk house there, and when we're done, it'll look definitely better than it has looked in the past many years.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
One.
There's one.
Okay.
Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
One.
There's one.
Mr. Chairman, I have a letter in opposition to the, let's see, two of them. The manufactured home that has been sitting on the property for a few months being rained on, is insulation blown all over the neighborhood, is a quite an eyesore, and they request that you do not approve the variance. Both people have made that statement, and they live right next door.
Okay.
This is the either the...
Either the one in opposition, do you want to tell?
Opposition, they want to speak?
Maybe you please come forward then and be sworn in.
Name and address.
Eugenia Gibbons. And 6981 Cannon Road.
Her husband. Norris Gibbons.
All right, same address. Do you both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Well, the house is... That's been brought in. I'm Eugenia Gibbons, I'm sorry. The house looks pretty bad to me. The older house that's there could be fixed up and could be, it just belongs there. That's the house that's been there for years and years. And I think it would be better, a sturdier building than the old dilapidated trailer that's been brought in two pieces with nothing covering it to let the wind and everything. The first night was there, a terrible storm in the first few days. A terrible storm came in, and you could see the poor lady next door thought the thing was going to turn over on her. Well, she did die just in the past month, and that was a lot of strain on her. I mean, we're talking about an 80-year-old lady who had a trailer pulled in on right next to the corner of her home, and she's a crippled lady. It really is an aggravation to the neighborhood.
Okay, ma'am.
But also, I didn't know that we were a city dump. They brought in two great big containers, I understand that, for the demolition. But I've seen a truck, which comes up there to clean their the yard up to do the lawn. They come up and bring trash and put in there. To me, that makes us a dump neighborhood. I don't know if that's proper or not proper, but I didn't think it was the right thing to be doing. And I just really hope that you would just abide by the law and let the older trailers go where older trailers go.
Okay, ma'am.
And I thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,225 under advisement.
Second. Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,225 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.
If there is further consideration, are there more speakers, or is the speaking part done?
That speaking's all done. Testimony, okay.
Case number 10,000.